This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, August 1st, 2019. Is it wrong to lock your kids in their room because they're not sleeping well? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Kennedy's boobs. And the summer of love continues. Some of our favorite War of the Roses.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
It's Carson and Kennedy's War of Roses.
Neither of us have been really physically fit since we've been dating, and this past Christmas, for my gift to him, I bought him a gym membership with access to a trainer for a year. And he used it off and on, like here and there. But lately, he started going a lot and has lost weight and started to bulk up, and he looks really good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, I've gone with him to the club once or twice as a guest. And every time I'm with him, a trainer by the name of Rachel came up to us and said hi. And she always introduces herself as his trainer. Now he's working out a lot. He's also changing the way he's dressing, and sometimes it seems like he's gone longer than the average time for a workout.
So you think maybe the trainer has become more than just a trainer?
Yeah, I think he's got something for his trainer.
Here's how it's going to work. We're going to keep you on the line. We're going to try and call him right now. Kennedy is going to be pretending to work for his cell phone company. Offer him up a dozen red roses, and we'll see. Hopefully he sends them to you. Maybe he sends them to trainer Rachel.
Let's hope not.
Be very quiet, though, okay, Chelsea?
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak with Kevin?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Kevin. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I want to preface this by saying this isn't a sales call. I'm calling from our customer service department, so I'm not calling about your plan or anything like that. And basically, we just want to thank you for being a loyal customer by offering you a dozen red roses free of charge. And we're actually going to go on ahead and deliver those for you anywhere in the continental United States. How does that sound to you?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. I know it's a little weird to get something for nothing, but you've, you know, stayed with us for many years, so we just want to say thanks. I just need a few minutes of your time to get all the pertinent information, so do you have a few moments?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, great. We're going to begin with the card, so I need the name of the person that you'd like to send the roses to.
Let's go with Rachel.
Okay, and Kevin, can you just let me know what you'd like for me to put on the card?
Thanks for giving me a new lease on life.
Oh my gosh! What the hell, Kevin? Five years and you do this? I paid for that gym membership. I supported you, and you're cheating on me.
What are you doing,
Chelsea? Hang on a second, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Carson. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't Shelley from your cell phone service. There, that was Kennedy, my co-host.
What is this? What are you guys doing?
Well, it's not about what we're doing. It's about what you're doing, dude.
You know, Rachel, Chelsea, it's nothing. She's my personal trainer.
Yeah.
It was just a nice gift. They're probably crappy flowers anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You just send your trainer flowers.
You know what, Chelsea? You're just pissed off because now I look good and you don't.
Oh, my God, Kevin.
He just hung up on us.
He did not just say that.
Chelsea? Chelsea? Yeah.
Are you okay, sweetie?
5 years, you know?
That was douchey.
That was just mean, you know? Because irrespective of whatever else is going on here, that doesn't have anything to do with it. I'm really sorry, sweetie.
Me too.
What are you going to do?
I guess that's it, you know?
Well, you're better than that, than him. Anybody who would say that to you isn't worth being around, you know?
Yeah.
That's just mean-spirited.
All right, well, if you need anything, give us a call.
Okay, well, thanks, guys.
All right, Chelsea.
Bye, Chelsea.
Bye, sweetie.
Can I cuss?
No.
That's the name I have for that guy, but...
I have several. But it would cost us a lot of money in fines.
Get ready with the beep button. I think, Kevin, you're an...
I second that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So a doctor tells a woman with a three-year-old who she's trying to now move into the big boy bed, maybe you should go ahead and just lock the door so the child can't get out at night when they're going to sleep.
Right. And when you first told me this, I was like, well, I do a televis all the time. So, but sure. No, but I did a little research and,
right.
And actually this is something that's done. Kristen Bell says she does it.
And when I heard the doctor say to do this, I was like, that sounds terrible. Because I didn't have this issue with my son, but then I started thinking about, oh my gosh, maybe I did this with the girls when they were younger. And I have Greg from Swampscott, who I guess actually did this. What do you think about this, Greg?
For the record, I don't think it's great to lock your kids in their room, but I think sometimes it's necessary, and I definitely did it.
You did? Is it just to make sure that they would go to sleep at night and not come out and that they needed to learn to go to sleep?
A little bit of both. So he wouldn't go to sleep unless he couldn't get out of his room. And if we didn't bungee cord the gate shut, we could be in our room at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, you name it. So it was for his good and for our good. Sounds a little crazy.
So with my son, Barrett, he never got out of bed. In fact, we had to finally convince him, like, we need to get rid of the crib and move to the big boy bed. He never got out of his bed, so we never had this problem. But I can remember with my daughters, like, definitely having that device on their doorknob so they couldn't get out of their room. Yeah.
But what if they have a nightmare and they need to get out or something? Like,
you
that
can
just
hear them.
Well,
if that scares me.
Thing. I think, and me too. And I think for the average kid, so my oldest son, we didn't have to do that. But my youngest guy, who we had to sort of lock in the room, he was that kid that if you didn't shut the door and lock it in your house, he'd be on the street.
Yeah.
Oh my.
If you didn't have a leash on him at Canobie Lake or at the beach, he'd be in the water. My mom, I mean, he's that kid. So it was actually oftentimes for his own safety because I was nervous he was going to go downstairs and play with silverware. Exactly. So I think for the record, not great to do, but if you have one of those kids, you know, quote unquote, busy, that's what we call him. He's very spirited, very busy. Then it's oftentimes for their own good. And I have no problem with it.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Greg. Have a great day.
You get it, buddy. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Sam is from Woburn. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
So you have a one-year-old. Are you going to do this, do you think?
I do. No, I just get scared about what if there's an emergency and they need to get out of the room and I'm not like right there. I don't notice. Or if they're potty trained, what if they need to use the bathroom in the middle of the night and you're going to have accidents? I just don't think it's safe. It freaks me out.
I was surprised in the story that I read that the doctor suggested it, putting one of those eyelet locks on the outside of the door.
Just the devil's advocate, you have a monitor.
Right.
So you can see what they're doing
so
the whole time.
So that's the thing now, too, that I didn't have with my daughters when they were younger, but I had with Barrett.
So
with Barrett,
we
had the monitor so we could see him.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stop them. I mean, you can see them getting up, but it doesn't stop them. And if they know they can leave.
No, I mean to say, if you're saying you don't know what's happening you do. And if they say, Mommy, I have to go to the bathroom, that it says on the monitor, you hear that on the monitor, right?
Yeah, that might be.
I read one article here that said this woman did it to save her marriage. That the kid kept coming in and whatever, and it was affecting their ability to be a couple. Right. And so, that's why they did it. She didn't do it for a very long period of time, but she said it was okay.
Thanks for calling in, Sam.
Thanks.
Hey, Michelle, what'd you want to say?
I actually locked my son in his door, but it was a different situation for us. My husband worked nights, and I worked days, and we wanted him on my husband's schedule. So when he was like 3 or 4... we'd lock him in his room at night. He'd play in there and fall asleep really, really early in the morning. So he slept when my husband slept.
So you sleep trained your baby to sleep during the day?
We did. We had to because we didn't do daycare. And
you
my
were
husband...
like a zoo animal, kind
of.
The way that they do that. So the nocturnal animals will come out during the day while you're there.
Right.
That is remarkable.
And the good thing was, I mean, my room was like a second away, so he would knock on the door if he had to go potty.
Right.
Mama, I need to go potty. So I'd let him out or whatever, but we needed him to be on that schedule. And then when it got time for school, obviously we worked him towards a normal schedule, but it helped us out when he was little.
And you didn't have to send him to daycare. That saved you a lot of money, too.
Absolutely. And I have to say, too, we really, like, cleaned out his room. So there was nothing in there he could injure himself with.
Sure.
You know, we made sure that he was safe and all of that.
Right. That is remarkable.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Have a good day, Michelle.
All right. You too.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. We got a text from the 603 Kennedy. My daughter had to lock her two-year-old in the bedroom at night. But that was because when she'd wake up in the morning, he'd be in the crib with his baby brother playing with steak knives.
Oh, my gosh.
That's terrifying.
So, yeah, I've got to save them from themselves sometimes, it seems.
Sleeping with one eye open around that kid for the rest of my life.
Didn't you have to lock your fridge because the girls would go eat food
at night? That is definitely a thing.
Yeah.
Yes, I had to put the safety lock on the fridge. You come out in the morning, and this was when they were 6 or 7.
Right.
They'd want to make themselves cereal at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And they didn't understand the concept of the cereal had to go in a bowl.
Oh, no.
And there'd just be a puddle of milk and a cereal on the floor with a spoon. You're like, girls, what are you doing?
Hey,
Dad, make some cereal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is back from vacation and I think may have spent the past 18 hours asleep. Hey, will you tell us a story? You didn't get into this on the air yesterday about your trip to Busch Gardens.
I forgot one of my best stories that happened over the week when I was gone. So we went to Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia. This is the place we grew up going every year since I was as young as I can remember until college.
Right.
So we were super excited to drive, you know, a couple hours to go there, take the kids. And Sully, my nephew, is tall enough now to ride everything.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
He wanted to ride all the roller coasters. And there's just only three of us that would ride the roller coasters in the whole group. Nobody else would ride them. And so at one point, you know, since you're three, you know, there's a single. So I'm in line to ride this one roller coaster and they yell, "Who's got a single?" And so I looked over at Morgan and Sully and I said, "You guys ride. I'll just grab on this because it was in my line." So I just hop in. I say hi to the guy next to me, pull down my harness,
yes,
get ready for roller coaster action.
Okay.
And as soon as I sit down, the guy next to me, I say hello because I figure that's what you should do. And then all of a sudden, he reaches his arm up and over behind me and he goes, "I'm right here, honey. I'm right here.
Does he have like a young daughter that's riding it alone?
Well, I don't know, but either way, why wasn't he sitting with her? So I'm feeling very strange. I'm wondering if he has two kids behind him, and if so, still, why is he not sitting with one of them? I don't understand. But okay, good for you, Dad. Be a good, solid dad. So I try and turn around. He's holding his wife's hand.
Oh.
You homewrecker.
His wife is next to the kid, and he's in the third seat. And I guess me sitting down just...
Mm-hmm.
Made him feel very insecure or made
cause
her
a riff in the
really mad
continuum
already
with
me just sitting down.
He could feel her eyes in the back of his head.
Yeah. My hair was a mess. I didn't have a stitch of makeup
on. You're a snack,
Kennedy. I was dressed for...
You are a snack.
Dressed
any
for
wife
comfort.
Should be worried if you're riding next to their husband on a roller
stupid
coaster.
Stupid thing to do. Women, be okay
it's
with
really,
it.
Right? It's going to be all right.
So the whole time, he has his hand back there, like riding the roller coaster for the most part.
That and seems then, against regulations.
Right?
Right? So anyway, we get to the end, and you know how
you're all about roller coaster regulations.
Hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Are you going to contact somebody? Report the guy? Continue on, Kennedy.
So after the thing is over, you know how you can go and get your picture because they take pictures at different parts.
Yep.
Hang on one second. Sorry. And so I'm right behind the family, and they walk up, and I can see the pictures clear as day because my boobs are just out there.
You're kidding me.
And I don't mean wardrobe malfunction. I just mean I think gravity was on my side that moment.
Yep.
Everything was sort of being lifted into the air.
It was just glorious.
They were just, and they're so pale and white,
right?
That they just shine like a diamond.
It was like God's light just coming out of
it's
your
like
chest.
It's like Rihanna made a song for
I mean, I can't. And I was wearing like sort of
shine
a black
bright.
Shirt. So, I mean, really, they were just
the contrast of it all. I mean, just.
And you just saw, and the family looked so cute. Because they were all like smiling and waving.
And then there are your boobs.
And then there, and so I'm right behind them as they look at the picture. And you can see the mom and dad look at each other and go, like, I totally ruined their picture. And now I really wish I'd purchased it.
You didn't buy it?
That's like
well,
$30.
They wouldn't, I don't care about that. I should have bought it because it would have been funny for the show. At the end of the day, Dan, you spend all the money you want for the show.
I mean, you can't help it if the G-forces were making you look good. It's
not
your fault.
I can't help that, but it was just so funny.
I would have bought it and given it to them, said, hey, you forgot this.
I just love the fact that you're going to be on someone's Christmas card. Like, you know that they bought it.
They didn't buy it.
Oh, there's no way they bought it.
I disagree. I think they went back.
They don't want the strange lady's boobs in their Christmas card.
I disagree, Dan. I think they went back and bought it. I think you're in someone's Christmas
card. Maybe the husband bought it when the wife was in the bathroom. I don't know.
The whole thing is so weird to me that he felt that he had to reach out and assure her that that everything was going to be okay because a woman sat next to him.
There's the only way they bought it is if they cut her boobs out.
You would have got it photoshopped.
That's a good place for Elmo. Let's put Elmo there.
Right. Oh, look, Elmo was sitting next to us on the roller coaster in Busch Gardens.
I just, in my life, have never thought that I would cause such trouble just by being, you know, the single rider. Right? Because usually that's awesome. You don't have to wait in line as long.
Right.
Usually you're sitting next to a single rider or, like, you know, a third and they don't care. But, oh, my God, in my life.
I'm sad I don't get to see this photo.
I know.
You should have bought it and then used the picture as your Tinder profile.
Right? New profile pic. Who it is?
Who it is? You know what? I'm going to do an artist rendering, and then I'll put that up on the website for you guys, okay?
Could you just Photoshop your head over to a Dolly Parton?
It wasn't that good.
Oh, that's amazing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.